what's it like to be at least going up against him, like a caliber, a guy like that, maybe what could be your last thought?
Yeah, well, I'm a big fan of Frank. We're solid friends, so we're pretty good. I've been watching for a long time before the NFL and also during the NFL. He's a heck of a player, durable, you know, runs hard. Even, like, sometimes to train in Miami, I would train with him. And a lot of guys, I don't really trade my jerseys a lot, but he's a guy that we already talked, I'm giving my jersey, want to switch. You know, he's one of the guys I really respect, you know, so we have the same agent, Drew Rosenhaus. And we've been friends over the years. You know, I'm proud of his career. He just moved into fifth place in the all-time list, and that's major. I mean, the NFL has been, here for a long, long time. You know, for him to be fifth is major. So I'm excited about that.
Have you ever traded jerseys with other players?
A couple guys.
Frank?
I respect them. You know, it's a couple guys that I do respect that I'll trade jerseys with. You know, they're hanging up in my basement. He'll be one of them, for sure. Sometimes, man, I think in this league, fans and the people in this league, they want the new thing, was hot. You know, running backs, there's a couple of young guys that's really, really good, and they, like, attach to them, and they hype them up, and they pump them. But a guy like Frank, he obviously doesn't have the yards like he used to, you know, but the work he's put in. You know, it's hard work to put them type of yards up each year. You know, for you to be fifth all time, and he needs deserves his respect, and I respect him.
Longevity.
I'm not sure. I'm sure he'll get in the Hall of Fame. You know, Frank's a guy. He's quiet. He loves football. You know, that's what he cares about. You won't see him in, like, the cool commercials, or you won't see him in with the media, you know, hyping himself up or talking a lot. You know, he's a guy that does everything. Hey, goes to work, does his job, and goes home. You know, so I think that's maybe why. But I'm sure once you look at his career, when he's done, and they talk about him, I mean, I think he'll have a big chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
That longevity is what you're striving for. How much do you look? I know your styles aren't the same, but how much of his game and what you've learned from your interactions with him will help you to eventually, hopefully, play like as long as he has?
One thing from talking to Frank is he stays hungry. You know, there's times we have, like, lunch before and just talking about football. I seen him this year or last year in the Super Bowl. And then we were just joking and talking, and just his mindset on who's a good player, who's not, who works hard. Certain players that have arrived that think they arrived, they haven't. And the way he talks about them is they can be so much better if they do this better, if they work harder. You know, and that's a guy like Frank who was number five all time, and he's still trying to improve his game. He's still working hard. He's still the first one there, the last one to leave. He's one of them guys.
It's been a few years since you made the playoffs personally.
Yeah.
Are you getting to the point of the season now where you start really kind of gripping and going, and is there a worry that maybe, you know, grip a little too hard?
Well, only thing I can do is just control what I can control, you know, us as a team. You know, the only thing we can do is win out, you know, and give her a shot, give us a chance to get into the playoffs. I mean, every player that plays this game, they want to just have an opportunity to get to the playoffs. Because anything can happen once you get there. And that's where we're at right now.
You can't lose to this team, can you? You want to go to the playoffs. I mean, they're out of it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
You can't lose to this team, can you? I mean, they've given up the most points in the league. If you lose to them, you're pretty much done, aren't you?
Well, I mean, every team has a chance, you know, if you play the game. So we can't lose this game. I mean, that's kind of right. Our mindset is we can't lose this game. We got to win. You know, we just got to play together as a team, man, to get a win.
Is this one of those games where it's Nathan, obviously, as a rookie, it's Tyrod, he's a little banged up. Is this one of those games where you enter thinking, I'll carry it. I can carry this offense to a win.
Whatever it takes to win. You know, that's the mindset. Whatever it takes just to get one win. I mean, if it's me, if it's Benjamin, if it's Mike Tober, whoever it is, I mean, we just got to get a win. Right now, I mean, all the individual attitude, we together have to win. You know, that's us taking care of the ball on offense, converting on third downs, scoring, no turnovers, the defense taking the ball away, maybe scored on defense, whatever it takes to win.
But you give this team the best chance.
I mean, yeah, I think so. I think going through me, I mean, that's kind of always the plan.
You talked about last week, the roller coaster, having a few games good and a down game.
Yeah.
What have you learned this season in particular to maybe apply this week to make sure you stay on that up?
I think the biggest thing is just playing smart and not turning the ball over, you know. That way we can have a chance to win. We got to give ourselves a chance to win. You know, we can't beat ourselves. And then once we get this win, then how we handle that the next week will be best for us to stay in this playoff hunt.